With a fair sky, temperatures drop through the 70s and early morning tomorrow, low to upper 60s. That's followed by morning, afternoon sunshine to partly cloudy. The afternoon highs around the middle 80s tomorrow. Once again, 60s for the morning Friday. Sunshine for the afternoon at the high to the upper to mid 80s. Upper 80s, sunny days Saturday, Sunday, the rest of the week. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Life. Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back. It's another Thursday. We made it from Thursday to Thursday, and this was a hectic week for me. I don't know about you.
Nah, not too bad.
All right, I'm Huck.
And I'm Dave.
And this is Liberty or Lockdown. Today, we're going to have open lines. We're going to have an open discussion, and we welcome all callers. And be polite, please. And
of course, one thing we're waiting on is that I think the mayor is supposed to have a news conference any time now to say whether she is going to dictate that Mardi Gras will or will not be held next year. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, let's just assume it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, of course, she has to protect us from ourselves because we're too stupid. We need Mama Mayor.
I wouldn't even call her Mama Mayor. That's too polite.
Well, I'm being nice.
Dictator Mayor.
No, I'm being Mr.
The
Nice
Gestapo
Guy.
Mayor.
Yeah.
Saul Alinsky Mayor.
Well, we'll get to that later. Nobody out in the audience knows who Saul Alinsky is.
Are you think so? You don't think they know?
Oh, come on. You and I, well, I'm old. You're not as old as I am. But today I got a rude awakening. One of my granddaughters is 8 years old. I told her I was going down to the radio station. She gives me a blank look. She says, "What's radio?"
How old is she?
She's eight.
Oh, my goodness.
She listens to everything on her tablet. She had no idea that people will actually sit in a studio and talk about stuff.
Oh, man, I tell you what, that makes you feel old. Are we live on
Facebook? It keeps coming and going and coming and going.
All right, for our listeners out there on Facebook Live, it's good to see you guys. If y'all have any questions, you can go ahead and put it on there. Dave's sitting right next to the live stream, so he can answer them for us.
Yeah.
All right. We got Micah Murphy on the line. Let's go ahead and take him real quick and open up from a word from the Lord.
Sounds great.
That'll help us, relax a little.
Yeah, Martha's been having a rough time. So, Micah, pray for Martha.
Yes, please.
All right. Am I on?
Yes, you are. It's good to hear your voice. How are you doing in California?
I'm back here for now. But thanks for asking. But it's been fun listening to y'all. I know who knows who Saul Alinsky is. Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton. I bet you Obama knows, too. I heard he was reading his book.
That was funny, though, Dave. What did you call Mama Mayor?
Yeah, that's too polite for me.
That was funny. Well, I got a couple things to say real quick. First of all, the Lord wanted me to let y'all know that since y'all have both made the decision to start the show off hearing from him, that he's going to bless y'all for that, for putting him first. And one thing he told me was that, you know, he's taking up his whip. And if you remember when the religious crowd was in the temple and they were buying and selling and all this stuff, and Jesus literally fashioned his own whip, went in there and turned over the tables, and probably whipped some people out of the temple. And
a lot of people would say that's not very Christian of him.
Yeah, no, not very Christian of the leader of Christianity. But the Lord wanted me to say that he's pulling out his whip again. And there was a man one time who had papers from the Sanhedrin, and his name was Saul of Tarsus. And he went and he oversaw the stoning of Stephen, who was a man who was full of the Holy Ghost when the church first started. And so when Stephen was dying, he had a vision and he saw Jesus stand up at the right hand of God because he was sitting. And Jesus took his whip at that moment and he went to the person who oversaw this stoning, which was Saul, and he whipped him pretty good, and he fell off the road to Damascus, and Saul couldn't even see, and he had to go, and God ended up using him, you know, he became Paul, and God ended up using him for a lot. So what God is saying real quick is that stay in your own lane. Don't get in the way of what God is doing. You're called to do something. Do it. Don't, you're not the Holy Spirit. I'm talking to Christians right now, and you know, for true born again Christians, that when you ask Jesus to forgive your sins, that you changed, you got a new heart, repentance came, you began to think differently. Watch out, because you're not the Holy Spirit, and you don't need to be dictating to other people. We all need to stay in our lane unless God specifically gives you a word to give to someone, because judgment always begins in God's house, and he's on a little judgment trail right now. And if you're standing in the way of someone that he has called to use in the earth, you know, he's going to discipline you, but that's because he loves you. God's not all fire and brimstone, but he does discipline those who he loves.
Amen.
And if you're standing in the way of something he's trying to do through someone, he's going to discipline you. And that's because he loves you, not because he hates you. And so people that don't know God, they don't get his discipline because he doesn't love them in the same way. Because in the Hebrew, of course, there's numerous ways for the word love to be used. But that was really it. It's short and sweet. It's stay in your lane. Do the will of God. Those that are Christians, stay in your path. Keep doing the will of God. Don't get in the way of other people who are doing the will of God. And if you don't know Christ, he's always there waiting he's ready to come into your heart. He's ready to forgive your sins. And just do what you're called to do, you know?
Hey, listen, I don't mean to cut you off. Listen to this. This weekend, yeah, I actually got a word from the Lord, too. And it was through a friend of mine. His name is Dr. Robert Little. And it's concerning, you know, what's been happening. And the Lord said to me through Dr. Little that he was going to throw out his net, and that the net was going to go long and wide and deep, and that in that net would be his love and his judgment at the same time, so that many people would be saved through these signs, miracles, and wonders, but also many people will be judged, and it'll be at the same time that this is going to happen. And for me not to be worried or afraid or scared of what's to come, that God ordained right where I'm at, right where some of you are at, right here, right now. He's ordained where you're at. And for us as children of God, not to be afraid of where we're going, because God already knew it and he's already gone before us. And so you just, like this word he gave me falls right in suit with what you're talking about.
Amen. Well, awesome. Well, that was pretty much it. I mean, you know, judgments come to the house of God, which is a good thing. And you know, you want to make sure that you're not just a Sunday morning Christian and you really haven't had a heart change, you know. John wouldn't baptize the Pharisees because they didn't really repent. Repent is to actually change your way of life. It's not just to say, I repented, you know. And so it was, that's it.
Thank you, Micah. We appreciate you. We appreciate that. Our listeners love that. We're going to go into a new segment, and we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
The Constitution is calling me to do what is right. Our founding fathers awaiting to see who will stand and fight. Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 AM. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Join me, Tracy Napolitano, and my co-host, Barbara Hirsch Napolitano, as we talk about everything bourbon on It's Always Better with Bourbon on WGSO 990 a.m. Friday from 5 to 6.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I appreciated that word. It was good to hear from Micah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go ahead and go to our stats, our COVID stats. We usually do those first.
Yeah, you don't hear much positive news from the politicians about where things stand with COVID, but things are great with COVID. Guys, if you go to libertyorlockdown.live, we've got a link on there. You click on more. And the first thing that drops down is Mr. Prentice's statistics. And you can see the graphs of these. This is not made up numbers that I've come up with. This is from the Louisiana Department of Public Health. And I give the daily counts ever since March of 2020. So it's been over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the graph, you could find out that the Delta variant is pretty much over. On July the 6th, that's when the positive test counts began to go up everywhere at the same time. So I guess the COVIDs held a war council and said, we're going to attack on July the 6th. Well, okay, what a coincidence. Regardless, they began going up on July the 6th. And so by August, I believe it was about the 18th or so, they were at a peak. the number of positive COVID tests. And guess what? Well, guess where we are now?
Where?
We're back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The number of positive COVID tests. Remember our governor when he first came out with his standards about this is what you have to do for restrictions. If there's at least 100 positive tests per 100,000 people, you have to wear the masks and the social distancing and all of that stuff. Well, that was 100 per 100,000. We presently are at 10 per 100,000. We're 10 times better than what the governor called for. So we've decreased all the way from about 110 per 100,000 in August to 10 per 100,000.
Wow.
It's dropped like a rock. And that's in Jefferson Parish. In Louisiana, In Louisiana, the average number of positive COVID tests has done the same thing. It's not just New Orleans. It's like that. So, sorry, Mayor DeStroia, you can't claim credit for this. This is statewide. This thing is following the typical pattern of a viral infection. It goes up, it comes down, it goes up, it comes down. Well, we've had four peaks now, or I guess you could say four surges. But statewide, we're down at 13.9. positive tests per 100,000 people. Remember, we've got 4.6 million people in Louisiana. So I heard on the way over here that there were 900 new tests. Okay, out of 4.6 million people, that's not very much.
No, that's not.
So, you know, a few weeks ago, there were probably, you know, 3,500 positive tests a day. If we have 900 positive tests, that means it's pretty much over.
So the Delta is almost over.
Yeah.
That's good. Good news.
So the state is down to 13.9, and then Orleans Parish.
And this is science. These are statistics.
You know how you hear people say, follow the science? Yeah. Yes, please do.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the numbers that I didn't make up. These are from the Louisiana Department of Public Health. So in Orleans Parish, the number of positive tests has also dropped. It's down to 10.0 per 100,000. So this is, you know, just an itsy-bitsy bit less than Jefferson Parish, which didn't have the same restrictions as Orleans Parish did. So the mayor can't claim credit for it. But this is 10 times better than the governor's standard where he said we're going to have to be locked down. Also, the deaths attributed to COVID, whether they really were COVID or not, have come down significantly too. Now, remember, we've got a state with 4.6 million people and about 130 to 133 people die every single day.
Right. That's exactly right. So say that again.
About 130 to 133 people die every single day.
Before COVID, right?
Yeah, because people die.
Exactly.
So right now they're attributing maybe 25 to 30 a day to COVID. Well, I don't know if it's really COVID, but anybody that dies and they had the sniffles, I think that they're being chalked up to COVID. One of my favorite pictures was a shark swimming up and swallowing a guy, and the caption said, "Man attacked by shark dies of COVID 9 seconds later." Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really don't know whether all of the deaths...
Is that a true story?
What's that?
Is that a true story?
No. I really don't know whether all of the deaths chalked up to COVID really were COVID. But there's not a particularly high number of deaths going on in the state of Louisiana or in Orleans or in Jefferson. In fact, in Jefferson, we're having about per 100,000 people. We've got 434,000 people. We're having about one person every 2 days out of 400,000. Orleans Parish is like one person out of every 4 days out of 391,000. So the politicians are just using this as a means to control, to keep us clamped down, but it's over.
It's not really exactly what they've been talking about.
So remember, you can go to libertyorlockdown.live, move over to the tab that says More, and click on that, and you'll see Mr. Prentice's statistics, and you can see the graphs for yourselves.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You know, Dave's been giving us these stats for over a year now, huh?
I think so. Almost. When did I join you?
I think in the beginning.
It wasn't for a while.
You sure?
Anyway, somewhere in the neighborhood of a year.
Yes, exactly. And these stats have come off the Louisiana
Department of Public Health.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm a science guy. You know, so when people say follow the science, yes, please. Do that.
That's right.
Don't just follow what the politicians say where they're trying to maintain control over you. You know, I'm a physics, chemistry, biology, earth science, physical science teacher, and I'm certified to teach all of those. I chose to retire because I got tired of bureaucracy, but I love science, and so please follow the science.
Yes, please follow the science. We're not asking you not to follow the science. And for all you Democrats that are spying in on this radio station today, the stats that Dave gives, they come from the state.
Yeah.
So he's not fixing the numbers. He's just giving us the truth about where we are instead of pumping up a crisis out of, you know, out of thin air, like making things worse than what they really are.
The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
Exactly, because that's what they'd like us to do. You know, we have about 2 minutes before we go to break. Yesterday, I went to eat at Five Happiness. Have you ever been there? Chinese restaurant on Carrollton, South Carrollton. I have gone to that restaurant since I was a little girl. See, I'm a local, born and raised here in New Orleans, unlike Sarah Ravitz, who is a Washington State plant and a fake journalist. She's what we call an advocate for the left.
So who does she get paid to write for?
Yeah, I want to know who pays her. So she's here to destroy and tear down New Orleans. She is not here to rebuild it.
Yeah.
She's here to do the work of the Democrats, which we know today the Democrats follow a socialist, Marxist agenda to destroy our city, state, and nation. Right? And so I'm telling you, I had to show a vaccine card yesterday, or they make you show a vaccine that you've been jabbed in order to eat dinner. And here, that's LaToya the Destroyer's.
Following right along with the Democrats, we have the rhinos. That's the actual sound of a frightened rhino. So that's who's out supporting the dinos, the Democrats. The rhinos are supporting them.
Yes. Sounds like a whiny little rhino.
It does, yeah.
Doesn't it? All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. And we get to talk about what's been going on this week and what we have in store for us in the near future. I know that God's changing some things up, and we all just need to be brave, all right? All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
This is Tony Peppers, host of Tea is for Tony, airing Saturday mornings 8 to 9 on WGSO. We'll be talking music, sports, and all things pop culture with a refreshingly alternative perspective. We're always accepting callers, and we never turn anyone away, so don't be afraid to call in and be part of the conversation. And while you're at it, Add us on Facebook and Discord. T is for Tony. Be part of the community. Let's keep the tea hot and the conversation spicy. Saturday mornings, 8 to 9, WGSO.
WGSO. From the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Murder in Acadiana. Lafayette police are investigating a homicide that happened last night. LPD spokesperson Corporal Bridget Dugas says officers called to a medical emergency Wednesday night found a woman suffering a gunshot wound.
What we know of, only one shot was fired in the direction of the victim, and she was struck, and it was a fatal, of course, and we are looking to identify the shooter.
The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. A 61-year-old dump truck driver is charged with hitting and injuring a 9-year-old boy as he got off the school bus. This happened yesterday in Belchase. State Police Trooper Ross Brennan says the bus had its lights flashing and gate open, but they don't suspect that speeding was a factor.
Whatever the reason was, as he approached the back of the school bus, he didn't come to a stop. Like I say, he tried to avoid a crash, and when he swerved to the right, unfortunately, that's where the 9-year-old was standing whenever they were getting off the school bus.
Gregory Valentine charged with negligent injuring and other charges. This is News on LRN.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Whether you live in New Orleans or New Roads, Cheneyville, or Lake Charles, agriculture makes a big difference in your daily life. That's why the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is here to protect our precious food supply chain at the local, state, and national levels. Become a part of our grassroots network.
Visit lafarmbureau.org to join today. The Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
For 200 years, Louisiana has developed, enjoyed, and benefited from sugarcane production. Sugarcane has enhanced the lives of millions statewide, and it's those same people who make this amazing industry number one. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
LSU Tiger fans, keep up with all the action with Tiger Rag's daily e-newsletter. Subscribe now by going to TigerRag.com. You can also receive breaking information on Twitter at Tiger_Rag. For 42 years, Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
It's time to celebrate WGSO's 75th anniversary. Come to our big party Wednesday, October 13th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Crew of Tuck's Den, 4400 Washington Avenue in New Orleans. We'll be at Funky Uncle Live with Buku Groove, free food and drinks, along with a raffle for some great gifts. All proceeds will help WGSO in our 75 for 75 campaign. And the best part, that it's free. So come celebrate our 75th anniversary with your friends at WGSO.
Rebecca Chapman, who is the general manager, Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's Restaurant, one of the most beautiful restaurants in New Orleans, because Broussard's is a true New Orleans restaurant, and you guys are both New Orleanians.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the history and culture at Broussard's.
If you haven't been there lately, you need to correct that problem. Get over there. They got the 1920 special, which is the date of the founding of Broussard's, on wines and on food.
Broussard's Restaurant, 819 Conti, in the heart of the French Quarter.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck
and Dave,
and we are here to talk to you about, and listen, if you want to call in. The number is 504-556-9696. We welcome callers today. We don't have, I kind of wanted to keep it an open forum today so that we could just sort of discuss, you know, really what's on our mind and what's on our hearts.
Well, we definitely have one person on the line that we do want to talk to.
Yes, we do. And I was just about to say that. So let's go ahead and get our caller on the line and have him speak. Vincent? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm here, Martha. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's good to hear your voice again. I'm interested to hear from you. How's your election going? It's Vincent Milligan, right? Milligan.
Yes, Milligan. City Council District C. MilliganForCityCouncil.com. It's my website. So it's going great. You know, it's picking up a lot of momentum. I was kind of behind at first because I had COVID for 5 weeks, the first 5 weeks of the campaign, but luckily I healed from it, and then the hurricane gave us 4 more weeks, so I got 4 weeks back, and I've been really busy with interviews and radio shows and television debates and newspaper reporters, so it's been great, and I've been getting out, meeting the people, knocking on doors. It's a lot of work in this, you know, heat, but it's fun, and I get to meet a lot of people that I would never meet otherwise.
Well, let me ask you something. How is your race going? You know, you besides you meeting everybody and doing the speaking, are you getting a good sense of what's going on out there in the dirty political world?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like at least, well, actually two of the people that I'm running against are being backed and endorsed by the local politicians, you know, the political machine, they want to call it. I call it the New Orleans Political Crime Syndicate.
Good old boys and
anyway,
girls.
I'm sorry?
The good old boys and girls club.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the reason why nothing's been done here in the last couple of decades. We have the same potholes, bigger. We have the same flooding, worse. We have the same crime, worse. We have the same infrastructure issues, the same economic issues. Actually, you know what? The economy has really gone down here in New Orleans in the last year and a half. And right now, it's like non-existent. There's no tourists in town. People are thinking about closing their stores and their businesses and moving away.
It looks desolate.
Every time. Yes. Oh, yes, it is. I mean, the French Quarter looks like it did after the original lockdown. And every time LaToya puts a mandate out, that stops business. It's been going on since lockdown. And when she stopped Mardi Gras and New Year's Eve at the last minute, you know, and had her $500,000 party with the felon and all that stuff. So it's a constant blocking and choking of opportunities here to create more need for people to have social programs, but social programs are paid for by taxes, and there's not people don't have taxes to pay because they're not making any money.
So why are people so stupid that they plan to vote for her?
You know, I have no idea. I'm praying it's a Hillary issue, you know, and everybody thought Hillary was going to win because that's what the mainstream media was projecting. But I don't know, you know, because a lot of people in New Orleans don't know what's going on. They don't know how LaToya went from owing taxes, back taxes to the IRS in the tens of thousands, like 75,000. And I believe her husband still owes 25,000 himself to $5 million. When you Google her net worth, it's $5 million. Where'd that come from? Probably from the 1201 consortium, canal consortium that built the Hard Rock Hotel that collapsed because none of them are arrested. And if you look at the report today, it tells you right there, it was poorly planned. He already was given new mandates from Kristen Palmer that she canceled old moratoriums for no hotels. And the height was supposed to be no taller than 75 for any new buildings. She raised it to 190, and then he was planning 215 feet in the air. He wanted larger ceilings for the penthouses and so forth. And then there was poor workmanship on the top floors. The concrete wasn't even allowed to cure. And I don't think it was going to cure because, I mean, it was sitting there for quite a while, and then it all collapsed. Because thank God, you know, a few people did get killed, which is very traumatic and sad. Yeah. But imagine if people were in the hotel and it was full and there was a concert. And, I mean, you know, it would have killed more.
Yeah.
And that's just negligent homicide. So why aren't those people having an indictment against them? Because if I walked across the street wrong, I'd get a ticket.
Because you're a Republican. If we all became Democrats and we did what they did, we'd still be in trouble because they know we're Republicans.
So listening audience.
Well, you know, that's how they got elected, was from the developers. The three developers in their companies from 1201 Consortium is big endorsers of LaToya.
Yeah.
And he's been big endorsers of all kinds of people, even Bobby Jindal. And he sold this mansion that he had in Bayou St. John to a sheriff or some kind of law enforcement officer. There's an article out there about it. For $10,000, he sold a mansion to him for $10,000.
What?
I want one of those.
Yeah. I read that story a year ago.
That's crazy.
Wow. All of this can be Googled. You know, I'm not making anything up. When I say something, it's something that I read in NOLA.com or one of the other local newspapers or an old story when I start Googling people. You know, you can find a lot. So I'm starting to collect the dossier, per se, and I'm going to start posting it on our Take Back Our City NOLA page about LaToya and all the corruption she's involved in.
That's a good idea.
So listeners out there in radio land, wake up.
Yeah.
Right. People in New Orleans need to wake up.
They do need to wake up. They gotta see what's going on here. I mean, it does look desolate when you go there. When you go to a Chinese restaurant and it says on the door in handwriting, and this handwriting looks like the person is Asian, Chinese, because it's almost like you can't read it, right? It's bad penmanship.
Well,
it's like,
I could have written that.
No. I'm telling you, like, the A doesn't look like it just doesn't look like it's.
So what did it say?
You could barely read it, but it says on there you need to have the vaccine to eat.
Yeah.
You need to have the vaccine to eat. And I'm thinking to myself, this, I'm living in communism world.
Yeah.
LaToya is a communist. She is a socialist. She's a commie.
Hello? She took 35 people, Karen Peterson Carter and Jay Banks and some lawyers, and 35 people on a trip unannounced to Cuba. And then when she was questioned, she said to study their education and health care. They don't have any education and health care. The people there die if they get sick because they don't have any money and they don't have a national health care plan. And also, they're all illiterate on that island because they're not educated. There's no one to educate them.
Well, you know, Obama did the same thing, right? So that's the elitist hobnobbing going to Cuba. Obama did it. We need to do it.
And the reason this happened is we allow it.
Yeah. They're just going to learn more about how to become socialists and communists.
Exactly. They probably had some seminar or conference there on Saul Alinsky, Rules for the Radical.
Right. When she went to the British Islands for the Aspen Institute conference. Well, we know what that is. It's all financed by George Soros. a globalist, and she went there, and who knows how in what kind of meeting she had that were undocumented because there was nobody there to do such a thing when she's out of the country like that. I mean, what did she go to Ghana for? There's absolutely nothing in Ghana that we need to know in Louisiana.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've been to Africa. I went to Nigeria and I went to Cameroon, and I think a lot of Americans have a lot to learn because it's a, you know, we don't appreciate what we have here, and they don't hardly have anything over there. And a lot of people do love the Lord over there, and it really did humble my heart. We're gonna take a quick break, and if you'd like, you can either hold and we'll take you right back, or we'll see you next time. All right, this is just all right. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list and a statue.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Bark, 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 bark. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Ringside All-Star Chris Holton checks in with us. Jimmy Lee Tillman will join us of Martin Luther King Jr. Republicans. We'll talk to Leslie Harris, council candidate, and wrap up the week with Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We still have our caller, Vincent Mulligan, on the line. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's wrap it up real quick. What are your final thoughts?
Well, you know, I have a lot of work because I not only want to fight for the issues in our city that are causing so many quality of life issues for us. It's not like we don't have a real life like we should. We shouldn't have to work this hard and spend so much to live so poorly.
I agree.
It's corruption, and, you know, sometimes it wins, sometimes it doesn't. So I'm working hard to fight against it.
What's your website again?
MilliganForCityCouncil.com.
Spell
you
Milligan.
Can visit it. I'm sorry?
Spell Milligan.
M-I-L-L-I-G-A-N
Yes, you can visit it, and please donate. We need as much as we can get to fight against all of this corruption and to fight for these issues to get in office.
Yes, so we know we have a lot of Republicans in New Orleans, too. You can go to our libertyorlockdown.live website, and you can click the Vincent link, and it'll take you straight to your page.
Oh, awesome.
All right, awesome. So you're on there. I want to thank you also for getting in that good fight for me and putting in a good word. I appreciate it.
Well, that's why I was a little late. I was like kind of letting somebody have it. So.
Oh, is that right? Well,
yeah.
You know, I don't think that we're going to let, we shouldn't allow these leftists, they call themselves journalists, but they're not. They're advocates for the left, and they're biased, and they don't allow the whole truth, and they only say what they think needs to be said in order to paint a negative picture. When you call a little lady like me from New Orleans a racist and put it on the front page of the Times or wherever y'all put it, you better be ready for a huge lawsuit. I know MAGA hat boy won millions, and I'm not playing around with these people. You're not going to destroy my character. I've never been accused of being a racist, and you just can't say that based on your, you know, your lies.
Well, I told the people who made comments that, you know, they should be ashamed of themselves for talking about someone they don't even know.
Yeah.
And I said, I know you personally, and I know you to be a good non-racist person. And I told them a verse of the Bible that any tongue risen against me in judgment will be struck down in condemnation.
Yeah. Well, they need to look out, because it's not going to end well for them. I'm going to tell you right now. And that's not a threat. That's a promise.
All right.
No, I'm standing up for our rights and our voice. They're trying to quiet.
Censor our voices. Yeah, they are. They're trying to take away our voices and cancel us. It's called cancel culture.
Yeah.
And it's even happening on right. Well, thank you, Vincent. And we'll be hearing from you soon. Okay. All right. Our next caller is Rusty. Rusty from Jefferson, are you there?
Me?
Yes, Rusty. How are you doing today?
Right. I'm doing pretty well. Listen, I'm going to tell you something I said yesterday on another radio show, and I hope I'm not misunderstood. But, you know, all this attention given to New Orleans as though New Orleans is going to change its colors just because LaToya is not there. Basically, the city is, as you mentioned a moment ago, or might have alluded to, is far left. I lived there most of my life for several decades. I lived there outside the French Quarter. And I don't think they should be all this optimism or this hopefulness, I should say, regarding that some kind of way you're going to find a possible candidate that can win in Orleans that is even moderate.
Yeah, it's too crooked.
It's about being conservative.
Yeah.
And the idea is that I'm hearing proposed when some people are having forums with these candidates, you're getting one shade of leftism or another. And I guess I'm just saying, maybe I'm thinking, and I heard people yesterday object to this, that our attention should be given more in parishes that really allow some openness of discussion. Probably every other parish that surrounds Orleans.
Huh.
But putting our eggs in the basket for Orleans, to me, is kind of a waste of time. I love the people of Orleans, but the politicians there are very corrupt and crooked. And with this left-wing policy thrust that's going on nationally, they're only getting crookeder by the moment. So how do you guys stand with that?
Can't disagree with you.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. That's why a lot of the people from New Orleans, when I was a young girl, fled to the across the lake. If you notice that, they're not here anymore. And people that are coming in now aren't born and raised here.
Yeah, and
so a lot of transplants. And I'm not against that, but I'm saying it's like they're wanting to destroy the culture. Our culture is slowly dwindling away. Our culture. Our brass band culture, I mean, our rhythm and blues, you know, what we're made of, why people come here from around the world to begin with. We have such rich culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the food, we got the music, we got the architecture.
And they want to do away with that. They don't want that.
Yes.
They don't want that at all, because when you have your own culture, then you're not going along with what their plan is, and it sort of puts a you know, it separates you from their plan. Well,
and of course, LaToya is not a New Orleanian. She's
no, she is not. She is not. All right. Well, thank you, Rusty. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
We have John from Slidell. Is that John?
Hello.
Hello. Is this John from Slidell?
Yes, it is.
Wow. It's good to hear from you. Listeners, this is my dad, actually. He's calling in to have an open conversation with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You really brought my spirits up today. I appreciate you talking with me. I really do appreciate the wisdom that you have, and what you share with me is very encouraging. So thank you, Dad. I love you.
Well, I love you too. And, you know, I'm very proud of you. You know, and you've achieved a lot of different areas in your life.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, you just
got two fine boys, and you know, and that's a great thing.
Yes. I love my boys, and I love family, and I want to fight for family. I want to fight. You know, there's so much we can do to better our city, and it's breaking my heart to see that it's being destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, it's you know, separation of the masses, you know, destroy the family identity, you know, and it's the great lies, you know, that are told, you know, and not held accountable.
Yeah, what were you telling me about the two D's? Deception and destruction?
Deception and destruction. That's exactly right. Because why? When you tell a lie, you have a motive behind it. And whatever your motive is, if you have to deceive the massive, you know, public, or destroy whoever's in your way or doesn't agree with your, you know, terminology and beliefs. So that's right. The great lies, you know.
Yeah, and we got on that conversation because of, you know, yesterday. This West Washington State, I call her an advocate because she's certainly not a journalist, wrote a very nasty article about me, which was all lies. 100%. Sarah Ravitz is not being honest. She is an advocate for the left. She is not a journalist. And anyone who knows me personally knows who I am, knows me. And they would never, ever, ever even, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. That is such a leftist thing to call somebody that, and then to put it in the newspaper as if it's fact. It's a lie, and these people are going to be held accountable for the lies that they speak, and the deception and the destruction that they speak onto me is going to be reversed. It's just not gonna, it's not gonna happen the way they think it's gonna happen.
I want to throw one thing in. Go to libertyorlockdown.live and look at the donate button. We could use some money, guys, so donate.
Yes, donate. It's for a good cause, because we're here to speak the truth and to share with you and have an open radio and open discussion about what's going on in our city. All right, Dad, thank you so much, and the Lord bless y'all. We'll see you next Thursday.
She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. Got the red, white, blue, flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says, you
bummed out there's no music festivals again this year? Well, you don't have to be, because Fallberg Private Wealth and AOS Interiors